Phoenix FM, as well as Leanne Louise's brand new track with Selector, which is called Something About You. And she's joining us on the line. Hello.
Hi.
Great to speak to you, love. Just gone absolutely berserk, and you've worked so hard for the last 7 years, so it does seem like it's happening really quickly. So tell us all the stuff that's been going on.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it has gone a bit crazy recently. So obviously I've been doing this for like 10-11 years, but I think over the past 2-3 years, especially more recently, I think I found my sound, because you know me, I make all different types of music. I love anything. I love stripped back piano, acoustic, but I also love drum and bass and garage. And I think I've definitely found my style within UK garage and dance music in general.
Yeah.
And I think that helped. And also the mashups have been what's really helped me build an actual fan base. I hate the word fans, but, you know, I don't know any other words to use. But I've been doing them. I've been collaborating as much as I possibly can virtually with over the past 2 years. Just enjoying music, you know, just enjoying it. And over the last year, I've really enjoyed it. And I think it's made a difference because other people are enjoying it too. So, yeah.
You've been doing a lot of work with Miss Pink. You did a gig at the weekend as well, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Well, kind of. I was really late, which wasn't my fault. I couldn't find anywhere to park, so I was driving round and round and round. But that was actually our first gig back, so I managed to get a couple of songs in at the end. But it was like Big Up the Flow Wellness. They have an event in Oxford where they like do, I should know, but I don't. They do like boxing and yoga, and they do it all to music, which is really, really cool. So that was cool. And then we done our live stream, which we usually do on Saturday nights. Yeah, so big up Miss Pink.
So what's happening with the latest release? Because we've been playing it here, Selector, with you, a track called Something About You, and I love this one. I mean, I like all your music, as you know, but I really like this one. How did that collaboration come about?
Thank you. I really like this one as well, if I can say that. I got introduced to Selector about 3 years ago through the label that he's on called Garage Shed. And they messaged me to do some writing for like a few of their producers, and he was one of the producers, and we'd done a song called Not Like That, and we just kept in contact, and I wrote a song over just any instrumental that I found on YouTube, and I sent the vocals to him and asked him if he fancied doing it, and he absolutely smashed it. He just brought the song to life, and we've been sitting on this song for 3 years, so it's now finally come out. And you know when you make a song and it's new, you just want to show everyone. So it's been like over the 3 years, like I've wanted to release it, but now is literally the perfect time because Garage is coming back as well. So it worked out quite well.
Now you've got loads of great reviews from like the big stations. Been getting a lot of play, haven't you?
I have, which has been nice. But you know what, like, you know, Phoenix and all of like the local stations, you guys really support me. And that's, like you said before, the way to actually break a record is to continue, like, support it.
Yeah.
Is that continued support. So thank you. It's been amazing to get plays on like Radio 1. Am I allowed to mention?
Yeah, you can mention. We don't mind. I don't mind.
Yeah. So it's been great to get the plays on like Radio 1 and Kiss. And it's incredible. It's really exciting, but it's tough. It is really hard. And I feel like it's when I've been able to collaborate with other people, which has really helped me with that. But yeah, it's hard to get plays on the bigger stations.
Yeah, well, we know that. It is. I know that from all the musicians that, you know, I speak to. It is really hard. So it's lovely when somebody actually manages to do it. And also you've got the BBC introducing as well, haven't you?
They've been really supportive, bless them, which has been amazing.
Is it still Ollie? Is it still Ollie?
No, it's Jake Peace now.
God, sorry.
He's lovely.
Yeah.
And he's also really supportive, and he seems really nice. And he's only young. Mm. I'm sure he's only like 17, 18.
I was going to say 7. So that's a bit young to be on the road. Sure, that's illegal. With regards to like the rest of the year, are you going to be releasing like a track every month or every 2 months? Do you put albums together, or is it more of an EP, or it's just going to be the singles?
At the moment, it's just the singles, and it's a lot of collaborations. But I really would love to put my own project together, especially now I feel like I found my sound. That's something that I've been thinking of a lot, and I've been writing as well, so obviously I don't produce, so it would have to be a collaboration with someone anyway. But yeah, I've got lots of collaborations. There's one with a producer called Para and an amazing MC called Daps. We've got a song that's ready to be released. It's on the verge of being signed, and I'm excited about that one. I really, really like that one. Got some other bits with Joe Berger and a producer called Shosh. Them guys are awesome. There's other bits with Miss Pink. We shot a music video the other day for our single Better With You, which is, we don't have a release date, but that will be coming out soon. Lots of new music. Just, I'll continue to upload like the mashups and stuff onto my socials. I think that people really enjoy them, but yeah. I'm kind of waiting on other people.
Yeah. If you want to check Leanne out, if you just type in Leanne Louise, you can go along and see her music page, and you're on all of the, you're on all socials, and you're on TikTok as well. What do you think about TikTok?
I think it's great. I was putting it off for so long because I just thought it was where people went to post funny videos. And do you know what? I had it. Do you remember when TikTok was called Musical.ly?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, no. So it used to be called Musical.ly. And I had it, it was about 5-6 years ago, it might have even been longer ago, and I never really used it. So I started using it, and I was uploading videos of me just singing songs, and they didn't really get much of a reaction, but then someone said to me, you should upload your mashups onto there, and that's been really, really good. I think it's just like, I think TikTok is like, if you have a niche, it's great.
I love it. I could be on it all day and all night, just watching other people. If you're not on TikTok, you'll know the ones. I mean, there's all shapes and sizes on there, which I really like. Okay. And especially for like the young girls, there's girls on there that get their bellies out. They go, look, you know, I've got a belly on me. There's other people. There's just people doing all sorts of things. It's a crazy place.
It is amazing. And it feels like everyone gets a shot, you know?
Yeah.
I really like TikTok. I really do.
I spend far too much time on it. And I haven't found my niche yet either. It's lovely to talk to you, Leanne. We're going to end the interview with your track with Selector, which is out now. This is called Something About You. And great to talk to you and continued success.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you for having me on. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care, lovely. Bye.